And developing tonight, health officials in the U.S. have now confirmed the first known case of the COVID-19 variant that is behind a number of new restrictions that we've seen in Europe. Colorado Governor Jared Polis announcing that case today. He says health officials at the Colorado State Laboratory confirmed the variant in a man in his 20s with no travel history. Scientists are concerned that this strain may be more contagious. Governor Polis says the CDC has been notified and public health officials are looking into any other potential cases. Joining us tonight to talk more about this new strain is Dr. James Baker with the University of Michigan. Dr. Baker, always good to see you. Let's start with what we know about this variant. We've seen it in the UK for the last couple of weeks, first time in the US. How much more contagious and more severe is the virus with this new variant?
Well, the good news is that no one's shown any worse illness from this virus or any increase in death. The real key is whether or not it's easier for people to infect others. And the data behind this is really very sketchy. I think the important thing is that this shows that this virus has been in the United States for quite a while. This person has not traveled outside of southern Colorado, and for it to make it all the way over to Colorado, it's certainly throughout the United States.
So walk us through what happens with these viruses when they do mutate, which they do, and how this happens, and should we expect more mutations in the months to come?
These are RNA viruses, so they mutate fairly frequently. The good news is that this virus has not mutated as rapidly in important parts the way that the flu virus has. But London actually and the UK has been very good in that all of their viral isolates are sequenced. So they know the genomic sequence, the actual genes behind these viruses. So they could tell if there's been a change in these viruses that might have potential. We aren't doing that right now, and that's probably why we haven't identified this particular variant in the U.S. before now.
Do you see the potential for changing some of the preventative measures that we're doing? We saw in the U.K. that they limited travel to other nations. Now that we do have this variant in the U.S., is that something that you foresee?
Well, number one, the reason we're having these surges is not because of the variant, but because there's so many people infected with this virus. It's endemic here now. So we need to continue the actions that we're already taking to make sure the health system doesn't get overwhelmed. The other piece of good news is the vaccine appears to work against this isolate. So immunizing as many people as rapidly as possible is a really important thing to do. So in some ways, we just need to redouble our efforts to be effective against this variant as well as the regular virus.
Finally, Doctor, we just heard from President-elect Joe Biden about the distribution of the vaccine. He is critical that it's not happening fast enough. Your thoughts on how quickly we're getting the vaccine out to the American public?
Well, this is a massive endeavor. It's the largest vaccination campaign we've done since the 1950s with polio. So in fact, it really is an unusual thing to try and accomplish. There have been problems in setting up the vaccination stations. We've had allergic reactions, which are fortunately very rare and have caused no real long-term disability. But you have to put that into your ability to treat people when they get their vaccine. So in fact, there has been a ramp up here. My hope is that things will speed tremendously. I think President-elect Biden's suggestions are all good. And people should really, the minute the vaccine's available to them, they should try and get it. It's the one way we'll stop the spread.
Are you still seeing the amount of hesitancy that we were early on with the vaccine?
That's a very good question. I think it's dropped a bit. I think people have looked around and seen what the implications of the virus are, and they understand that these vaccines so far have been very safe. I think that we need to reinforce that. We need to be open with people about the types of reactions they might have to the vaccine, but we also need to say that no one's died from the vaccine, and we're losing 3,500 people a day to the infection.
Dr. James Baker, as always, appreciate your time and insight. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.